Okay, time for another edition of Tech 101. On today's Talking Tech, kids, if you have a business and you post online videos, do not use licensed music. It could really get you into trouble. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. Stay tuned for more. So my friend David just got the shock of his life when he got banned from the Vimeo video service for copyright violation. His sin, he makes wedding videos, and he sets them to the tune of Ed Sheeran, Marvin Gaye, and Father John Misty. Now, those are fine for sharing with the client, but not so when it comes to posting them online as a way to get business for yourself, and certainly not for posting on your website. Putting them up there without compensating the music publisher and songwriter is a no-no, even though I'm sure you're thinking, everyone does it. Well, they do. And the basic rule is that you can post all you like, but it's up to the rights holder to register a complaint. Once they do, the website either takes it down automatically, asks you to do it, or to come to terms with the rights holders. Now, some websites are really diligent about copyrighted music. Facebook is super strict. Good luck getting a video posted on the social network with a recognizable song on the soundtrack. Many folks have complained about getting banned outright from Facebook for performing and posting cover versions of songs by most notably Ed Sheeran. On YouTube, however, making cover songs is considered an art form. The singer Ariana Grande, in fact, started off doing a cover of a song by Adele, but YouTube takes a very different approach to copyrights and claims. While entities can complain and ask to have the video withdrawn, they have another option as well, making money on the video by splitting ad revenues with YouTube. Most opt for that. That's why you hear so much recognizable music and videos on YouTube. Now, in terms of my friend David, he set out to make great videos for his clients and share them on social media and the web. Vimeo, the YouTube alternative site that charges monthly hosting fees to showcase the work in an ad-free format, sent him several emails about his copyright violations. David ignored them, as many of us do with the onslaught of daily email, and he awoke to find his 400 videos had been taken down, his Vimeo account canceled, and he was given 3 days to download them all. The really bad news for him is that now he has to redo his website as well, since he had hosted clips from Vimeo on it, and he needs to find a new video host, which for businesses is not cheap. Vimeo charges around $20 monthly. A popular alternative, Wistia, is $100 monthly, and YouTube is out of the question because it puts ads in front of every video, not cool for showing on a website. Royalty-free music is abundant online. You can pick up free stuff on YouTube and SoundCloud, or go to a subscription service like Triple Scoop Music or Bent Sound that might cost $175 monthly or more. Okay, so that's a lot of money, but if you're a business listening and you plan on hosting your videos online, your friendly words of advice from USA Today, don't be a chump. Keep your favorite songs for listening to at home and your website humming with bland, royalty-free music. It won't sound as great, but you'll still be in business. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. What are your thoughts? Let's talk about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to the Talking Tech Podcast. Please subscribe on Apple and Google Podcasts. Please favorite the show on Stitcher, which helps more people find the show. If you would like to listen to Talking Tech on a connected speaker, here are your catchphrases. Alexa, play USA Today Talking Tech Podcast. Hey Google, play Talking Tech with Jefferson Graham. And of course, you could always say, hey Siri, play Talking Tech with Jefferson Graham.
Here's the podcast, Talking Tech with Jefferson Graham.
Talking Tech is brought to you by
Winston. All righty. Thanks for listening, everyone.